The story is told of a 17-year-old girl. Her name was Karen Chang. And she got a perfect score on the SATs and a perfect score on the University of California acceptance test. Never in the history has anyone received perfect scores on both of them. And when the news broke about how smart this girl was, I'm sorry, that needs to be translated.
刚牧师讲了一个加州的一个17岁的女孩她叫陈凯伦，她在美国的这个俗称高考的这个考试 SAT 当中呢，她得了满分1600分，而且呢，她也在这个很难的一个加州的这种入学指数的考试当中也得了满分8000分。所以像她这样的一个这么好的成绩，可能在历史上，在美国历史上几乎都没有人曾经有过这样的壮举。所以人们就很好奇到底这个年轻的女孩到底有多聪明。
And so the news people came over to interview this girl and they asked Karen, what is the meaning of life?
所以就有记者来采访这个17岁的女孩凯伦，就问了她一个问题，说你觉得生命的意义，生命的目的是什么？
Karen looked at the reporter and she said,I have no idea. I would actually like to know myself.
然后凯伦看看这个记者，他说我现在头脑一片空白，没什么想法。我想我可能只是想要更多的认识我自己。
So with no disrespect for Karen, she knew all the what answers to life, but she did not know the why answer to life.
大家不要误会，我并没有任何对这个年轻的女孩不尊重的意思，我只是想说她有这样的智商，这样的能力可以回答有关生命很多的有关是什么什么的问题，但是她有点悲哀，就是她并不知道有关为什么，有关生命当中很多为什么的问题。
And what's true of Karen is actually true of billions of Americans.They don't know why they're here on planet Earth.
所以这样的现象呢，不仅仅是对于凯伦是这样对今天很多的美国人也是这样这样一个悲哀的事实。他们很多美国人并不知道他们今天为什么要活在这个地球上。
The late Christian philosopher Francis Schaeffer said, "The damnation of this generation is it doesn't know why it has meaning."
一个晚期的哲学家也是个作家弗朗西瓦谢夫，他曾经说过这个时代的人身上的一个咒诅就是他们不知道为什么会有生命有意义。
So if we were to take time right now and I were to ask each one of you why are you here? What is the meaning to life? I wonder what you would say.
所以今天我也来想挑战一下大家，我想问问在座的每一位你觉得你为什么会在这个诞生在这个星球上？你生命活着的意义是什么？
I would encourage you to write some type of mission statement for your life and why your life has meaning.
我会鼓励你写一些好像人生的使命这样的一些宣告，来说一说你觉得你人生的意义是什么。
But I would suggest you would have 5 words somewhere in that mission statement.
我会鼓励你们考虑在你们写下那些关于人生的梦想、人生的意义之前写下5个字。
And those 5 words are this.
这五个字是
I live to worship God.
我活着是为了要敬拜神。
Now, why these 5 words?
那为什么是这几个字呢？
Well, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, it says that God has set eternity in our hearts.
在传道书的3:11，曾经写到，神又将永生安置在世人心里。
There is an eternal longing in every one of your hearts.
在我们每个人的心里当中有一个那个永恒的渴望。
And nothing on earth can fill that eternal longing except God himself.
在这个地球上没有任何的事情可以填满那个永生的永远的渴望，除了神他自己。
I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how popular you are. I don't care how much you drink. You will never find joy and happiness in life, filling it with things of earth.
我不在乎你有多有钱，你有在这个社会上有多受欢迎我也不在乎你到底能喝多少，有能力或者是有金钱可以喝多少酒，但是这个世上没有任何东西可以填满那永恒的渴望。
C.S. Lewis said, "If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this earth can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world."
英国一个很著名的作家，也是一个基督徒，路易斯曾经说过，如果我找来找去，发现在这个世界上没有任何的经验，没有任何的人事物可以来满足我心中的一个渴望。那一个很有可能的解释就是，我是为另外一个世界所造。
And you were made for another world.
你确确实实是为了另一个世界所造。
But we're not in that world yet. But we can practice what that world's going to have right now.
但是我们现在还没有进入那个世界。我们现在在今生乃是为进入另一个世界做准备。
And worship is what we can do in this world and what we will do in the next world for all eternity.
敬拜是我们在今生可以做的，也是我们将带入永恒另一个世界当中可以做的。
What we are all longing for in our hearts is to worship the living God.
我们心中那永恒的盼望，那永恒的渴望，就是我们要敬拜那永活的神。
That is the very first and the most important priority in all of life.
这是我们每一个人生命当中最重要的首要重要的事情。
So this sermon, I want to give you four practical ways that you can worship God this week.
所以今天在今天的正道当中，我想给大家说说四个很实际的可以操练的，我们如何在每天当中来敬拜神。
And the first is to joyfully worship God.
第一个方面就是我们要喜乐的来敬拜神。
Psalm 95 verse 1 says, "Let us sing for joy to the Lord."
诗篇第九十五篇第一节说，来啊，我们要向耶和华歌唱。
Who is the us there?
这个当中的我们是指什么呢？是指谁呢？
That's everybody.
那是每一个人。
That's young and that's old, that's male and females.It's just not pastors that are worshiping. All of us are worshiping.
所以它是包含年轻的、年老的、男的、女的、不仅仅是牧师所有的我们所有的人都应该来到神的面前来敬拜他。
So, and how do we come? There's four words that I want to highlight from these two verses.
我们怎么来到神的面前呢？在刚刚我们读的诗篇第九十五篇当中有四个词我们可以来划一划重点。
We sing, we shout, we come with thanksgiving, and we extol.
我们歌唱，我们大声欢呼，我们感谢，我们称颂。
Joyful singing, it's not a mood, it's a response to the bigness of God.
来到神的面前歌唱敬拜他，不是因着我们的情绪到了没有，而是一种对神的回应。
It's not a feeling, it's a declaration.
这不是一个靠着感觉而行的，这乃是一种宣告。
And we are actually commanded in the Bible to be joyful.
我们其实在圣经当中神要求我们必须要以他为乐。
Psalm 37:4 says, Delight yourself in the Lord.
诗篇37篇第四节说到，又要以耶和华为乐。
And Jesus gave this amazing promise in John 15.
耶稣也再次地强调这个非常奇妙的命令在约翰福音第十五章。
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
在约翰福音第十五章十一节耶稣曾经说过，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Jesus gives us joy so that our joy gas tank is always on full.
耶稣将他从他而来的喜乐交给我们，这样我们在我们心中那喜乐的那个那个容器可以一直满满的。
C.S. Lewis got it right when he told a friend, "It is the Christian duty for everyone to be as happy as he can."
路易斯曾经在给他的朋友写信的时候，他说，基督徒的有一个责任就是需要让每一个人自己都每天都尽量的开心喜乐。
So every day we're going to wake up, and our goal is to joyfully fill the air with songs of praise to God.
所以我们每一天早晨醒来都应该是以一个充满喜乐的心，用这诗歌赞美来开始新的一天。
And then we're going to shout in our worship.
然后我们要在我们的敬拜当中呼喊，向神呼喊。
This psalm encourages us to shout in adoration of God, the rock of our salvation.
在我们刚刚读的诗篇第九十五篇当中的一到二节当中，他讲到向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。欢呼是诗人说要鼓励我们要在这种敬拜当中要表达我们对神的尊崇爱戴，要有欢呼的方式，不是小声的。
I can hear some of you through the television, the computer screen saying, "Well, I'm not the shouting type person."
可能在因为疫情现在坐在屏幕前的你们可能会心想，我不是一个会大声喊出来的人。
But if somebody cuts you off on 95, do you ever shout?
当你在95号公路上被堵得一塌糊涂的时候，你会不会发疯？会不会有一些喊出来的时候？
I've been a pastor long enough. I know there's a lot of shouting at church business meetings.
我做牧师做了很多年了，我知道在教会很多开会的时候因为一些意见的分歧也有很多的争吵。
But this encourages us to shout in our public and private worship.
所以诗人在九十五篇当中鼓励我们，无论是在与众人一起的敬拜当中，还是在我们一个人安静的时候敬拜当中，我们都需要向神欢呼。
I think we can learn a lot from our African American brothers in Christ.
这一点我们可以在
this way.
我们可以在非裔的美国人教会当中可以学习他们这样的精神。
If the pastor is up front and he's stumbling in his preaching, the people in the church pray for him out loud.
如果他在讲道当中，如果开始好像自言自语说的很小声的时候，下面就会有人会为他祷告，说让他能够再次有勇气能大声的说出来。
They'll raise their hands and they'll shout out loud, "Jesus, help him!"
他们会举起手来说主耶稣帮助他。
And if he's doing well, they'll say, "Keep going, keep going."
如果牧师做得很好的时候，他们就会祷告说，主啊，帮助他继续保持这样。
But I encourage you, even in your private worship, to shout to the Lord.
所以我鼓励大家，即使在你一个人的敬拜当中，你也要向神呼喊，向神欢呼。
If there's other people in your house, you might want to do this in the shower.
我们当中可能有一些人的性格比较腼腆，可能他只能在洗澡的时候做这样的事情。
The next is we need to have thankful worship.
下一个我们是要在敬拜当中要感恩感谢。
So many times we ask God, "Lord, give me this. Lord, give me this."
我们常常在祷告中比较容易做的事情是向神要东要西。
We're quick on the request, but we're very slow in being grateful.
我们可以很快的、很容易的向神要东西，但是我们好像很难，也比较慢的愿意将感谢归给神。
If you want to have joyful worship, include thanksgiving and gratitude.
你需要在敬拜当中充满喜乐和充满感恩。
Every day, say, "Lord, I'm thankful for three things."
每天我们要对神说主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你一切这些让我们免费不用花钱就得来的东西。
And that will help your joy to fill.
这样就会，当你说出这些话的时候，你的心中就会充满喜乐。
And the last word here is extol, which is a combination of shouting and joy.
最后一个词是称颂，称颂乃是一个关于欢呼和喜乐的一个结合。
So If you can anticipate Jewish worship, it's always very active, it's very loud, and it always has great joy in it.
如果你参加过犹太人的敬拜的时候，你会感受到他们的敬拜是何等的主动、积极，何等的欢乐、喜乐。
So tomorrow morning when you get up, I would encourage you, the first thing to do is sing a song of joy to the Lord.
所以我鼓励大家从明天开始就可以操练起来，每天早上一起床就开始来向神唱首敬拜他的歌。
And thank him for all of the wonderful answers to prayer and his character.
感谢他因着神的性格，因着神的信实，因着他所赐予的每一样来感谢赞美他。
A second way to worship is God-centered worship.
第二个有关敬拜的方面，我们需要意识到的是要以神为中心的敬拜。
There's no comparing our God with the false gods of the world.
在这世界上没有什么可以与我们的神相比，其他的都是假神。
In fact, there's only one God. All the other gods are made up.
事实上，我们只有这独一的真神，其他的神都是假神。
The world was not made by a committee of gods, it was made by the one true God.
这个世界天空宇宙乃是被一个世界宇宙的独一的真神所造，并不是一个大神小神的一个委员会。
In verse 5 it says, the sea is his, for he made it.
诗篇第95篇第5节写到，海洋属他，是他造的。
Like a potter who's taking a piece of clay and shaping it and forming it, that's what God did with the planet.
大家注意这个词造制造，这好像给我们勾勒出一幅图画，就是神的创造这个世界，就好像一个陶匠将一些泥土放在这个轮子上，当轮子转起来的时候，他可以随着自己的意思来造一下这些容器。
He's a very powerful God. He made all of the mountains on planet Earth.
神是何等的大能，他在地球上制造了很多的山峰山谷，按照他的意思。
On one of our missions trips, we were down in Monterrey, Mexico.
我们曾经在一次宣教的旅途当中去了墨西哥的蒙特雷。
And it is a city that is literally surrounded by majestic mountains all around.
那座城市呢，实实在在的被很多非常壮观的山所围绕。
And someone from our team was playing on their saxophone, How Great Thou Art.
我们其中这个宣教当中呢，有一位弟兄姐妹他是用saxophone那天晚上在弹奏神你真伟大。
And we just lifted our hands and we praised God for seeing the majesty of how great he really is.
所以我们每一个在他的这样的萨克斯风的声音带领之下，我们每一个都举起手来敬拜赞美称颂神有何等的伟大。
And we have that opportunity every day, particularly now in fall in New England.
我们每一天都有这样的机会来敬拜赞美他，尤其是现在在新英格兰的秋天。
I encourage you to drive down the Merritt Parkway and just worship God in the beauty of this world that he's made.
我鼓励大家开车出去看看神所创造的美丽的秋天来敬拜赞美他。
And just shout out, you are a great God. Look at what you have done, Lord. I praise you. I worship you.
就是向神呼喊，向神赞美说，主啊，你何等的伟大，你创造了这宇宙万物何等的美丽。
Now, why would we do this?
我们为什么要这么做呢？
Is it because God has a problem with his self-image and he needs to be affirmed by us?
是不是因为神有一个低的自我形象，需要我们不停地赞美他，让他能够提升他的自我形象呢？
Absolutely no. God doesn't need our praise.
当然不是，神根本不需要我们的赞美。
But we need God to be big.
但是我们需要神在我们的认知当中，我们需要认识神足够大。
We need to have him as the focus of our life.
我们需要把他当成我们人生的重心。
Because there's only two possibilities of how to go through life.
因为在我们的人生当中有两种可能，我们如何来面对这个人生。
Either your problems are going to be huge and big and God's going to be small. or God's going to be big and your problems are going to be small.
策略一呢，就是我们人生当中遇见的各种各样的问题呢，是非常的大，非常的巨大，大到一个不可逾越的程度。那在此之下呢，神显得非常的小。那另外一个策略呢，就是神很大，我们人生当中所有遇到的问题都与之相比之下都微不足道。
Our work is to make God big so that our problems shrink in comparison to him.
所以当我们敬拜赞美的时候，我们就帮我们对神的认识让神成为更大，然后让我们的问题在神面前能够越来缩得越来越小。
Too many Christians are going through life focused on their thumb and missing the greatness of God.
很多基督徒呢，在经历他们的人生旅程的时候呢，常常太关注他们所遇到的问题，以至于他们忘记了神有何等的伟大。
So we're going to come to worship God with joyful worship.
所以我们来到神的面前，我们要以神为乐。
And we're going to come to God and God-centered worship.
所以我们在敬拜当中要以神为中心。
But the third way that we come is we're going to come with reverent worship.
所以当第三个方面，当我们来敬拜的时候，我们要存着虔诚恭敬的心来敬拜。
In verses 6 and 7, it says that we need to bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker.
诗篇第九十五篇第六节说到，来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，再在我们的耶和华面前跪下。
Not all of our worship is shouting and extolling and making a loud noise.
并不是我们每一个敬拜都需要是这种欢呼非常大声的赞美。
We need to balance it with quietness and stillness before God.
我们也需要有一个平衡，我们有时候也需要有这种安静，有这种休息。
Psalm 47 says, Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph.
诗篇第四十七篇说到，万民啊，你们都要拍掌，要用夸胜的声音向神呼喊。
And Psalm 46 says, Be still and know that I am God.
诗篇四十六篇也写到，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
So which is it?
所以我们到底要选择哪个呢？A 还是 B 呢？
It's actually both.
其实我们需要有两种都需要有。
We need to include reverent, quiet worship in our lives.
我们在我们的生活当中，敬拜生命当中，也需要有这样安静的这样的敬拜。
I don't know if you bow or kneel before God, but it is a good thing to do.
我不知道在你的基督徒生活当中，你有没有曾经跪下，屈身跪下过。
The evangelical tradition is that we don't bow or kneel in churches.
在福音派的教会当中呢，可能我们常常的传统是不太屈身跪下的。
I'm not sure of the Chinese church tradition, but American churches very rarely bow before God.
我并不知道在中国教会当中是怎样的传统，是不是很容易我们屈身跪下？但是在美国福音派的教会当中，我们是很少在众人面前有这种屈身跪下的时候。
And because of that.We are poor people.
因着这样的不愿意跪下敬拜的传统呢，我们变得越来越贫穷。
The outward act of bowing reveals the inward reality of our heart.
这个外在显出的这样的屈身跪下敬拜的方式呢，显出了我们真正内心是不是谦卑，是不是感恩。
The very first time that I bowed in worship in an evangelical church was in the mid-80s at Grace.
我自己在众人面前屈身跪下参与敬拜，在这种福音性的教会当中，大概是在上世纪八十年代。
And it was Easter Sunday morning.
那是一个复活节的主日早晨。
And we invited the congregation, come up and have communion at the altar today and bring your family with you.
我们邀请会众每一个人都来参加这样复活节的早清晨的敬拜，邀请他们每一个家庭的成员来一起享受圣餐，来到坛前一起享用圣餐。
And whole families came up and bowed down, and it just ripped. It was so emotional for me to see this.
那一天呢，所有的人都来参加了，而且每一个人都屈身跪下了。那天对我来说是一个非常大的一个震动，我印象深刻。
And my best friend at that time, Sal, brought his handicapped son up. He carried him in his arms. And they together, they bowed at the altar and received communion.
那一天呢，我的好朋友扫罗呢，他虽然残疾用拐杖，但他还是成功的跪下了，然后一起来和我们享用圣餐。
So I encourage you, even today, to get on your knees and worship God and bow before Him.
所以我鼓励大家今天在敬拜的时候，能够操练多多的屈身跪下敬拜神。
Let's go to the fourth way that we worship God.
关于我们如何来敬拜神的第四个方面呢？
And that would be listening worship.
我们要学习操练在敬拜当中聆听神的声音。
So we have joyful worship.
如果我们有喜乐的敬拜。
We have God-centered worship.
以神为中心的敬拜。
We have reverent worship.
我们有这样虔诚恭敬的心在敬拜当中。
And we have listening worship.
我们还需要在敬拜当中聆听从神而来的声音。
Look at the end of verse 7.
我们看看九十五篇第七节。
Today, if you hear his voice.
第七节的结尾连到第八节说，唯愿你们今天听他的话。
Do not harden your hearts.
你们不可硬着心。
Typically, we think of worship as us shouting or honoring God upward.
我们可能常常有个想法，以为敬拜呢，就只是我们发声，我们呼喊，我们欢呼，我们说话。
But to really honor someone means that we need to listen to them.
但是大家仔细想想，当我们尊重一个人的时候，是不是很多时候是我们聆听、倾听他们说话的时候？
There is a time for us to listen in worship.
所以我们也需要有在敬拜当中也需要有这样安静的时间来聆听从神而来的声音。
Now think about this historical situation in Psalm 95.
大家想一想这个诗篇95篇所描绘的历史上曾经出现的事情。
These people had seen the 10 plagues in Egypt.
这些人呢出埃及的时候已经这亲眼看见了那十灾。
They saw the Red Sea open.
看见了红海立起来。
They were at Mount Sinai when they saw the thunder and lightning for 40 days on top of that mountain.
在西乃山上，他们看见了这个电闪雷鸣好多天。
And every day they had manna pancakes for breakfast.
每一天呢，他们有这样的玛拿可以做他们的早餐做他们的每一餐。
Yet there was a time when the water got low and they thought that God had quit.His promise.
即使他们看到了这么多的神迹，其实他们还是觉得当水流很低的时候，神可能已经放弃他们了。
So they stopped listening and they started whining.
所以这些出埃及的人们，他们开始不再听神的声音，他们开始抱怨发牢骚。
The voice of God is constantly speaking in our world.
神呢，其实一直在说话，即使在今天。
If you're not hearing him, guess where the problem lies.
如果你说你听不到神的声音，想一想，问题到底出在哪儿呢？
I meet with people all the time who say, I don't hear God speaking to me.
我常常遇到人们跟我说我今天已经听不到神对我说话。
Could it be that you are distracted and you're not listening to the voice of God?
会不会是因为你被很多的事情分散了注意力分心所以你根本听不到神的声音
Could it be that your phone and your computer and your TV are on too much for you to hear God's voice?
会不会是因为那些电话电脑电视这些世界喧嚣的声音阻挡了你根本听不到神的声音
The voice of God is a whisper, not a shout.
来自神的声音是一个轻微的一个好像耳语一样，不是一个很大的呼叫。
So you have to turn off all of the noise of the world to hear his voice.
你需要关闭世上所有的声音，你才有可能听见他的声音。
It has to be completely still.
我们需要完全的放下我们的重担，我们需要休息，才有可能听到他的声音。
The voice of God will also not speak if there's sin in our life.
如果我们生命生活当中有罪，我们还在行在罪中的话，我们不会听到他的声音。
And the voice of God is only heard by the desperate.
第三个是神的声音呢，只能被那些绝望、卑微、邻里贫穷的人，被这些人听到。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13.
耶利米书二十九章十三节写道
"You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart."
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
So I encourage you, turn the volume off of the world.
所以我鼓励大家啊，将这个世界的声音调得越来越低。
Sit in a quiet spot.
坐在每天花些时间坐在神的面前安静。
Read the word of God.
读神的话语。
And then say, Lord, speak to me.
然后祷告说，神啊，求你来对我说话。
And sit in a quiet spot for 5 minutes.
在一个安静的地方坐哪怕五分钟。
And just say, Lord, what is the mission that you want me to do today?
问问神说，主啊，今天你想让我为你做什么？
What do you want to speak to me about my life?
今天你想要对我说些什么呢？
And just sit in the quietness, and I'm telling you, he will speak to you.
当你这么安静坐在神的面前的时候，我保证你肯定会听到神的声音。
So your homework assignment.
所以我今天给大家布置一些家庭作业。
Is live to worship God.
我们活着是为了要敬拜神。
And start it with joyful worship, where you're shouting and singing to God.
所以开始我们的一天以喜乐的心来敬拜赞美神，以欢呼以喜乐来到他的面前。
Make sure you're focused on the bigness of God and remove your thumb to see God's greatness.
以神为中心，也真能看见神有多伟大，他远远超过你的大拇指。
Change your posture, fall on your knees, lay down, stand up and raise your hands to worship him.
顺从和你的牧师相连接，你跪下，你敬拜，你祷告。
And finally, listen with your spiritual ears to the voice of God.
用你属灵的耳朵来聆听神的声音。
When we do this, we will find the true purpose of our lives.
当我们这么做的时候，我们就可以找到人生真正的意义。
Which is to worship God.
我们人生的意义就是要来敬拜神。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we do live to worship you.
主啊，我们人生的意义实在是要来敬拜、赞美你。
I pray that this week we would all experience a new level of intimacy with you.
主啊，我来向你祈求、祷告，求你在接下来的一周，让我们来真实的经历你，能够和你有更加亲密的关系。
I pray, Lord, that we would hear your voice as we sit in the quiet.
主啊，真的是当我们来安静坐在你的面前的时候，求你自己来亲自的对我们说话。
And we would also sing with great joy, for you are a great and awesome God.
我们也会以欢喜快的心来敬拜赞美你，因为你是一个伟大的神，全能的神。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.